Good morning, Family First Care. This is our lady speaking. How can I help you?
Hello, my name is Amy with Pennsylvania Unemployment. I'm looking to speak to somebody in HR regarding a former employee.
That would be me, Arlita Moody.
Perfect. Do you have a few minutes to speak regarding a former employee, Maurice Exum?
Yes.
And I could pull up the last, or I can provide the last four of the social if you need, and let you know who I'm referring to.
Still very fresh. I do know who you're referring to.
Okay. All right, perfect. Whenever you're ready for some questions, just let me know. I know you're probably pulling his account up.
Okay, and I did aside the separation as well, right? Yes, I did.
Yeah, and...
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
I would say the size response was actually different than what you reported in the fact-finding form. So in the size, you stated he was actually currently clocked in, he was still working, and then in the fact-finding, you said he was terminated. So
because
that was actually
he was working when he filled out the claim.
Okay.
And then when I got the notice to do the size of separation, it was like mm-hmm. Right after he had the little issue with the patient and didn't return to work. But he filed the claim while he was still working full time.
Okay. Okay, and then that kind of leads to my next question then. So when was the last day of work? Because you reported it was the 25th. The claimant is reporting it was the 16th.
He worked until 2/25, 2026. And he worked about 3 hours that day, clocking out at 11:14.
Perfect. All right, and then the claimant reported that they were not notified of the location or the phone number of the client on the day that they had an incident. Do you have any proof of, like, how they were notified of all the information that would get them to the job site timely?
I'm not understand. It's home care, and he works for a patient that is, I believe, his sister. So
okay.
That makes absolutely no sense.
Okay. Now, as far as, like, the client, has he worked for this client in the past? Has he ever been to this individual's home that you know
yes.
of?
He worked at this individual's house. This is the patient that he started the agency with. And he started working in December 11th, 2023.
Okay.
So this is years of doing the same, like going to the patient's house, helping her with her ADLs and IADLs. And yeah, I'm not sure why he would say that.
Okay. So just to be sure, this was not a new claimant, or this was not a new client, correct? Like, this was the same
correct.
Client, he was never reassigned? Okay.
No, was not reassigned.
Okay, bear with me here. All right. Now, I know you mentioned this. I just have to kind of check it off the list. So did the claimant call the proper parties in a timely manner to notify them of their absence on the 26th?
No.
Okay. And who was he supposed to call, and what time was he supposed to call off if he were to call off by?
His shift started, let me go back to his calendar. Give me one second.
Mm-hmm.
His shift was from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, and then Saturday, 8 to 7 p.m. If he needed to, if he was running late or wasn't coming, he needed to let us know 2 hours before his shift, at least, by 6 a.m.
Okay. And I believe you mentioned it, but he needed to call his client and who else?
The Rodney Baccaro was the coordinator for the case, or he's still the coordinator for the case.
Okay. All right. And then in the fact-finding form that you did mention, you said, quote, he was terminated because he quit. I just wanted to make sure, was he terminated because of the no call, no show, or did he actually resign and let you guys know of resignation?
Well, when we tried to call him to get him to go to work, he told us he quit, that he was not going back.
Okay. And what day did that conversation occur?
The conversation was on the 26th.
Okay. And who would have called him to make that conversation with him?
That would be, if we can pull up the notes if you give me one second.
Yeah, of course. I appreciate your time.
No problem. Jesse, I'll call you right back, okay? I'll call you right back. Okay. We got the need for a new caregiver. Okay. On the 25th, which was his last day, the note says that the coordinator of the case, Rodney Baccaro, spoke with the patient. Caregiver is back on drugs. Oh, Lord.
Did you say caregivers back on
drugs?
Drugs, okay.
So that was on the 25th at, where is the time? Because I'm guessing that this all happened on the 25th, which is why he clocked out before the shift ended. Thank you. Okay. What else did I need to explain?
So, I guess the date that the conversation occurred, as far as him telling you guys that he quit, would that have been on the 25th then, because he left because he was back on drugs?
Yes, that would have been on the 25th, because the next conversations are about trying to get the patient covered.
Okay. So as far as, let me see, I just want to back up then. So if he notified you guys on the 25th that he quit, why were you guys expecting him to be at work on the 26th?
I didn't read all, I didn't understand all of what was going on with this. Because he filed the claim when he was still working. So that was quite confusing.
Okay.
But apparently, the 25th is his last day, and when the conversation about him quitting, and that the patient said he's addicted to drugs.
Okay.
Sold the phone. Goodness.
Okay, so I guess, are we redirecting it to a voluntary quit then, or was he terminated because of the drugs? I just want to make sure. Or do you need time to review it?
No, we were redirected. From reading all of this, this is a voluntary quit.
Okay. Okay, so voluntary quit, and then it would be due to personal or other reasons, I'm going to take it. Is that a fitting?
Yes.
Okay. Not a problem. And then the reason for the voluntary quit, based on a conversation the coordinator had with the patient. So did you guys ever get in touch with the actual claimant then regarding why he had quit?
There is no conversation with the claimant.
Okay. All right. Were there any attempts made to reach the claimant?
Yes.
Okay.
I called and texted. The first, when he filled out the initial thing for unemployment and he was steady working 56 hours a week, I reached out to him. I called him. He didn't answer. I texted. He texted me back saying he was at a doctor's appointment. I waited a few hours, called the number back, and the patient answered his phone. Well, answered.
Okay.
And she explained that during that time he was still working.
Okay.
That was, I'll go back into my text and phone. So I can tell you the date of that.
Perfect.
Thank you. number and see if I can pull it that way. Here we go. That was $220 and $219.
Okay, let me put that down here. Okay, so $219 and $220.
And then $225 was the day that everything were his last day.
Okay. Did he ever provide a resignation notice to anybody?
No.
Okay. Okay. So he just stopped showing up for work and you guys took that as a VQ or a voluntary quit?
Yes, because he didn't finish his shift.
Okay. Okay. Would that be considered a job abandonment then for you guys?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. We'll go with that direction then just to make it so I could address him with something.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Perfect. So what time was his shift supposed to end? That was supposed to be like 5 p.m.?
Yes. His shift was 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay.
He clocked out at 11:14 a.m.
Okay. And just to be sure, nobody had told him to leave because of the drug situation, correct? That was just totally voluntarily his leaving, his doing?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And then lastly, were any steps taken on his part to try to maintain employment prior to the separation?
No.
Okay, perfect. All right, then we're going to switch it over to job abandonment. You might see that as a determination instead of discharge, and then
okay.
I'm also going to just redirect with the claimant and make sure we make it as a VQ.
Okay. All right.
Perfect. I appreciate you going through that with me. I know that was confusing, but I do appreciate your time.
Thank you for clarifying everything. All right.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.